Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. The Service of Authority and Obedience is the title of an instruction from the Congregation for Institutes of Consecrated Life and the Societies of Apostolic Life, published today by the Dicastery and presented to an assembly of superiors and superior generals at Rome's Salesianum. Philippa Hitchin reports.
The 50-page document underlines that the roots of obedience are found in that search for God and his will, which is also the will of believers. This is why, it states, all people are called to obey authority. It explains that Christian and religious obedience is not simply a question of observing church rules or laws. Instead, it is part of our search for God in listening to his word and recognizing his loving plan. The text also addresses the issue of difficult obedience when the demands made on the religious are particularly hard to meet. Or when, in the words of St. Francis of Assisi, the person who must obey feels that there are better or more useful things for his soul than those ordered him by his superior. In these situations, the text states, we appeal to Christ, first among the obedient, who learned obedience through all he suffered. The document also refers to the possibility of what it calls objection of conscience, stating that our conscience helps us understand obedience not as something that is simply passive or a carrying out of orders, but as a conscious assumption of one's responsibilities, to be embraced with the awareness that these are the concrete achievement of God's will. I'm Philippa Hitchin.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.